7:20 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now by phone from somewhere in Faribault, maybe by his office, it's Rice County Attorney John Fossum. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. I'm actually in my car, but I am using my hands-free system.
All right, so you're completely legal.
I'm following the law.
All right, and you're physically distancing yourself from other people. So good job. Hey, let's just talk about what it's like in your office, or what it's not like, or what's going on or not going on in your office. I would imagine this has been kind of a surreal time to be hanging around the courthouse.
Well, it has been. And, you know, when you and I talked about a month ago, I said, well, court's going to have to continue because we have all these timelines for people. They have to have their hearings. And the next day, the Chief Justice issued an order where she said that we're going to not have hearings for anybody who's not in custody, or if we're not talking about the custody of a child. So basically, the court calendar has been more or less canceled for about 3 weeks now. And when we talked on, like I said, a month ago, I think my idea was we weren't going to do anything very much different, but we're doing things very differently. And my staff of 20, most of them are now working from home. And there's only three of us in the office most days, myself, my chief assistant, and my office manager, and other people come and go if there are things they need to do or hearings they need to appear on. But for the most part, it's just the three of us, and we handle all the things that happen at the courthouse, which isn't that much. We'll handle the bail hearings for people who are picked up this morning. For example, we got three people in jail who were picked up overnight. One is a warrant from another state, so we'll do the extradition process for that person. The other two are picked up on new offenses. And so by 11 o'clock, we'll have complaints prepared and appear in court for those folks. And then I think we've got a commitment hearing this afternoon. And all of that is actually a very light day for my office normally, but with just three of us around, it's a little bit of a busy day.
Let's talk about the precautions. When you are actually conducting a business there, are there certain restrictions and precautions that you're taking, around the court with the judge? I'm sure there's sheriff's deputies there, probably some attorneys. What are you doing while you're in the courtroom?
Well, and the courtrooms are sort of naturally socially distant. The judge is up on the bench, and we're at our table. The defense is normally at their table. And so we tend to be about 6 feet apart anyway. We have two or three deputies who are working with the people in custody, bringing them into the courtroom. They stay in a little area, a sort of box area near the bench. But everyone is sort of, the courtroom is already designed really for social distancing, so we have that under control. But as I said, instead of 20 people in my office, we have three. Instead of 20 people in court administration, there's one or two. And instead of three judges, there's zero or one, depending on the day. We have just one judge in this part of the district who is hearing all the cases, and they tend to hear, they'll hear the cases in the county that they're sitting in, and then they'll hear the cases from other counties over a video link.
Wow, that is something totally different. Now, during this time, with all these things not happening, is there any way you can prepare for the day when these things will be happening again? You'd mentioned only three people in the office instead of 20. People are out there still, engaging with things that might put them into the criminal justice system, the court system, at some point. Is there much you can do other than that?
Well, and the folks who are not coming into the office every day, even though they're not coming into the office, they are working, and they're working on their cases from home. They have computers, and we have technology that allow them to review their cases. And they are reviewing cases, charging new cases, reviewing their old cases, and preparing for trial. I have a jury trial that was calendared for May 4th, but given the governor's order yesterday that social distancing is going to continue, continue till May 4th. I expect a new order from the Chief Justice today or tomorrow that will tell us whether or not we can reasonably expect we'll have a trial on the 4th of May. I think we probably won't, but we're going to have to wait and see with that where we wind up going.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum once again is with us. We are talking about what's happening in the right now with the COVID-19 restrictions being in place, what's happening at the Rice County Attorney's Office. So when you do get things going, I know you have lamented a few times about the backlog and how busy the criminal justice system is. When it picks up, of course, you're going to be very busy once again, but I've talked to some businesses, many businesses, who have had to alter the way they do business, and they said, boy, we've learned a lot of stuff that we're going to carry on when things do return to normal. Are there some things that you're picking up that you may be able to implement, ways of doing things when things do get back to normal?
Well, you know, the primary function for my staff is still to go to court and be prepared for court, and we can't always know when court is. And so from that standpoint, I think we're not going to implement this remote working strategy long term. This is temporary and related to the emergency. But, you know, in terms of the way we communicate, the way we work with each other, there might be new things that we look at in terms of how we do that. It's always been, you know, having staff meetings has always been challenging because almost always somebody has to be in court, no matter what day it is. So we always have to work around that and figure out how we're going to have meetings that people can participate in. And maybe we'll have some changes as a result of that. But, you know, this is an excellent time for people to go through their files and see where the weaknesses are and see how they can fill them. And so hopefully people will be spending that time getting ready for cases or figuring out if there are cases that we could just move on with. I mean, we've had over, as of this week, more than 1,100 cases have been continued without any kind of hearing. And, you know, in 3 more weeks, that'll be another 1,100 at least. And those cases have to come back on the calendar at some point. So the court with 3 sitting judges is going to have to figure out how to calendar all that stuff in. And a lot of things the court is going to be very backlogged for a long time as a result of this.
Wow. Once again, John Fossum, Rice County Attorney, is with us. Let's talk about, the cases that the things that are happening. Are there any things as far that you can talk about coming up in the near future involving either crimes or the people who have committed them?
Well, we do have cases where people are in custody are moving forward. And so we have a couple of people in jail who are awaiting sentencing to prison. For example, tomorrow we have Aaron Hubert, who was convicted of kidnapping and rape of a woman he had been involved with. And that case went to trial last year, and he was convicted last year. And the sentencing for that case is on for tomorrow. There's a guideline sentence, I think, of 30 years in prison with lifetime conditional release. And that's what we're going to expect the court to order tomorrow morning when we do have sentencing on that. And we'll move him out of our jail and off to state prison.
You know, we have talked with a number of law enforcement officials. Sheriff Dunn has been with us, Police Chief Nelson here in Northfield, and they are on the alert for scams. You know, things like this bring out a lot of scams in just a wide variety of shapes and forms. Have you seen any of that type of activity come into your office at this point?
We haven't seen any of those cases come in for prosecution. Obviously, I get the same kind of scam emails basically everybody else does. And so we've seen people soliciting business, claiming that they can do something about COVID-19 or something. But I haven't seen any of those cases come in. They're always difficult to prosecute because we never really know where the offender is, if they're making contact by phone or by email. And so they're always difficult to trace. But from the standpoint of a consumer, the rules are pretty simple. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. And if it's a contact you didn't make yourself, be very careful about dealing with, with someone who is cold calling you to sell you something.
Mm-hmm. All right. John, is there anything else you'd like to pass along? Anything else we've missed?
No, but stay safe, and let's, you know, hopefully we'll find an end to this, and I'll have a better answer to you next time as to what we're doing and how we're going to pick up from all this.
All right. John, thanks a lot for taking some time and being with us. We certainly appreciate that, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, we'll see you. That is Rice County Attorney John Fossum. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080.